Hello and welcome to Movies to Drink To. If you're one of the thousands of middle-aged people out there that it would seem are sexually attracted to fish, you're going to love our episode today as we're talking about The Little Mermaid from 1989. My name is Finn Hamilton and this is Lee Smith, and we invite you to get moist with us as we journey under the sea. Before we get too moist, don't forget to subscribe, whether you be watching on YouTube or listening wherever you get your podcasts. Are you a big Disney fan?
The
Star Wars stuff that is now the original.
The Disney animated. Yeah, I grew up with them. Like most of us did. Like and stuff. I have to say, not my favourite, Little Mermaid.
No?
Nah.
Yeah.
Not really a fan.
I wouldn't have picked it then.
Well, yeah, it's just not. I've never thought I was the target audience for this. Like, so.
No, same.
Yeah.
Too penis-y.
Yeah, it's just not. Yeah, it's not my bag.
But this film is considered the start, well, it pretty much is, was the start of the Disney Renaissance. Right. For those that don't know, the Disney Renaissance is essentially the 90s run of Disney movies such as The Lion King, Aladdin, Beauty and the Beast, all big hitters.
Yeah.
Because before this, Disney kind of was sucking at the box office, was not bringing it in.
Yeah.
And then this changed all that, and then they sort of used formula for this.
I quite like some of the ones that came before this, like The Rescuers and... Like the Aristocats and...
Yeah, I mean, well, the Aristocats and stuff like that's going back to like the 60s, like that. But throughout the 70s and towards the late 60s, they weren't making a lot of fucking money. They weren't making bank. And this changed all of that. And then we had what was known as the Disney Renaissance, which basically runs from this to, well, some people argue, Tarzan in 99. Like a 10-year streak of just its.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like I said, I mean, a big fan of Aladdin. It's like
Aladdin
the genius of Robin Williams.
Aladdin is my favorite Disney animation.
Yeah, I think so. I really like The Jungle Book, but that's like before that. But yeah, Aladdin, out of these movies, probably Aladdin is my favorite.
Yeah. Ditto. And we're never going to do that on here, by the way, because it's too good. It's still too soon. I'm still not over Robin Williams.
No.
So that won't be happening. So. Little Mermaid from 1989, directed by Ron Clements and John Musker. These two motherfuckers done a bunch of Disney films, including The Great Mouse Detective, Aladdin.
I love Basil.
Aladdin, Hercules, The Princess and the Frog, and recently Moana.
Yeah, right.
So
they're like,
they've had a pretty good run at Disney, these two.
They're like go-to guys.
Mm. It stars, honestly, no one already know. This is from a time before animated movies had to have A-listers in the cast.
I don't know who any of these people are. Oh, apart from Buddy Hackett, who plays Scuttle.
Yeah.
Buddy Hackett was like in loads of stuff back in the day.
Mm. Yeah, there's a few people you might, but there's no big names. This wasn't about stars.
No.
Although Nancy Cartwright, as in the voice of Bart Simpson and famed Scientologist, is credited with additional voices.
Is she? She's a Scientologist.
Yeah.
Oh, Nancy.
Big time. Big time Scientologist. This is why The Simpsons needs to fucking end.
Yeah.
Like it should have done 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Ugh. Anyway.
Anyway.
It's like, she's ruined my childhood. Yeah. I'm saying it. Anyway, the plot of this, Beath.
Plot is, a mermaid princess makes a Faustian bargain in an attempt to become human and win a prince's love.
In Faustian.
Faustian. Faustian? Faustian?
How's it spelt?
It's Faustian. There's only Faustian. It's like Faust.
Yeah, Faustian.
What did I say? Faust.
It's a Faustian.
Doesn't matter. He's never going to tell me whether I'm right or wrong.
It just threw me. I was like, that's not a word I know. And then I realized you fucked up. It's fine. Right. What was that? Sounded interesting, but I just got thrown by the...
So do it again.
No, it's fine. I know the plot. I've watched it. I'm sure the audience is listening.
But yeah, basically, young girl gives up everything just to win a man.
Nice. Solid. Yeah. Right. Our story begins with some seagulls are flying and some dolphins are swimming, and there's a big ship arrives on the high seas. Yarr.
Yep. With sailors singing.
Yeah, then we get our first musical number, all about how fun it is to be at sea.
Yeah.
And we meet Eric, who's loving life on the high seas.
Yeah.
While some dude next to him is chundering overboard.
Yeah, that's like his... I don't know. He doesn't have parents, does he? Like, this is just some...
He's a manservant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That just owns him. Not owns him, but like his bidding.
Yeah. It's like his Alfred.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, yeah.
But yeah, this whole musical number about, it's great to be at sea and I love the sea and
we've got scurvy.
Yes. Life at sea was not good.
No.
This is set in like the 1700s or 1800s.
Something like that.
Yeah, these people's lives were miserable.
Yeah,
absolutely. This is about as bad as it got.
Like, yeah. Is this like the golden age of piracy? Like,
yeah, and around like the time of like whaling and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, life at sea was awful.
Yeah, like, literally. It was.
Unless like, you were captain.
Life expectancy was low.
Yeah. Like, unless you were captain, life sucked.
Yeah, Eric's fine.
Yeah, because he's not doing
the
any
cleanest
work.
Cleanest person on the, yeah. on the ship.
Yeah,
in his nice white,
yeah,
like shirt, everyone, poofy white shirt.
Everyone else is covered in like fish guts and whale blood and
bile.
And, yeah, some of them are missing like limbs,
open weeping sores,
no teeth.
With some of them wooden teeth.
Yeah. And they're singing and stuff. And whilst they're singing, King Triton is mentioned, and he is king of the mer people.
Yes.
And one of the crew is adamant the mer people are real. It's all true, I tells you.
Yep.
All right, mate.
And then the butler, Blake, is like, no, nonsense.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Go back and swab the deck.
We don't pay you to talk to us.
Yeah. How dare you? 50 lashes.
Yeah.
And then bathe him in salt.
What was that thing they used to do where they used to put him under the boat? What was it called? It was horrendous.
Surfing?
No, I did it.
Wakeboarding?
Like, it was a punishment, and like they used to like tie him to a like, tie him up like, and they used to like put him under the boat, and you'd very rarely survive the first one
because you'd just be like,
yeah, just drown,
yeah, like, and like be ripped apart by the
I can't remember what it's called. I'll look it up. Yeah. I'll find it at some point.
Sounds nasty.
It was horrendous. I've seen it in like 4 films.
Oh. I've never seen it or heard of it. Anyway.
Maybe one film and it's just stuck with me. Maybe I made it up.
Yeah, maybe.
Something wrong with me.
You sick bastard. One of the fish that the ship has fished, it escapes. He gets too excited about talking about mer people and he drops a fish.
Yeah.
And he falls in the water and then we follow him under the sea for the opening credits, which are mercifully short.
Yeah, well, this is still back in the day when all of the credits were at the end of the film.
Yeah, and it was just like, Little Mermaid, here's a few names, go.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good. And we see mer people who live in a big underwater castle thing. And yeah, this is the palace.
This is what I find with every depiction of underwater castles, even so far as like recently with like Aquaman and stuff like that. They don't seem to have, there's no privacy in these places. There's very few walls. Like, everything's kind of open plan.
Yeah, and windows don't
exist. There's just swim in and out, like stuff like that. So, you know.
But it's under the sea.
Yeah. But surely, I mean, you've still got to have your privacy.
Well, you find me a carpenter that lives underwater, and I'll build you a door.
But you think they'd learn at some point. Like, to build, like a private room that would just be filled with water. It doesn't matter, because they can breathe. Like,
I don't know what you want from these people. Doors.
I want realism.
An animated movie about
I want realism
mermaids.
In my animated movie about mermaids.
Okay, we'll try and... There's a remake of this coming out, and it's live action, so maybe...
Oh my God, yeah, but that's too much realism. People have gone off the fucking rails.
So all the mer people, and they all gather in some kind of auditorium, and King Triton enters, being pulled by his slave dolphins, and... They're not getting paid, let's be honest.
Literally one of the most intelligent creatures in the sea. And they're just
slaves.
Yeah, just nothing more than like huskies.
Yeah, basically. And so we meet King Triton and he is beefy.
Yes.
Ooh. Dang. There was recently in one of the many comments in capital letters you can find about the remake of this film online, there was a woman who I think I sent it to you.
Yeah.
So Javier Bardem is playing King Triton in this live action remake that's coming out. And this particular woman, let's just call her Karen, was not happy about this because Javier Bardem wasn't sexy enough.
Not hot enough to play Triton, King Triton. I mean, this is Javier Bardem, for fuck's sake.
Yes, but he was more sexy in the original.
Yeah, the cartoon.
He's animated.
Yeah, the drawing.
Yeah. And he's a mermaid. He's not real.
Yeah.
What's wrong? I mean, it's fine if you are turned on by that, but don't give Javier Bardem shit about it. You don't meet my sexual fetish.
I mean, Javier Bardem is an attractive man.
Yeah. Famously so.
Yeah.
So this animated beefcake with a fishtail is better.
Does it for Karen.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the original Ariel does it for a surprising amount of 40-plus-year-old white blokes on the internet. Yeah, well,
and we're going to find out why as we move on. And then Sebastian, who is a crab, is announced in. And his full name, by the way, is, here we go, Horatio Bolognius Incantius Crustaceanus Sebastian.
So Sebastian's his last name?
Yes.
Did they say that?
Yeah, they announce him as Bolognius Incantius Crustaceanus Sebastian. But yeah, just call him Sebastian for obvious reasons. Could just call him Horatio.
Seb for short.
And he's pulled in by his slaves, which are goldfish, because he's only small.
Because he's tiny.
Yeah, but also they're rubbish at their jobs.
Yeah, and goldfish also would die in this water. This is seawater. Goldfish do not live in seawater.
It's a kid's film. Sorry, we're not used to this. We've not really done an animated children's movie before, so forgive us.
So while I point out all the flaws in the reality of it, this is, it's not working for me.
Anyway, everyone is there for a concert that Sebastian is conducting.
Yeah.
And Triton's daughters are taking
the lesser
part.
Favorite daughters.
Well, yeah. Well, they're all going to be there. He's got, is it seven? He's got a bunch of them. He's no sons, all daughters.
Triton has been sowing that seed. Fuck knows how. As far as I'm aware, there's no penis.
Well, fish can breed without them.
Without penises.
How do you think fish breed? Forget it. Just don't worry.
Tell me when I'm close.
It doesn't matter what you think. Believe me, they can breed.
Right. Yeah, I know they can breed, obviously. Like, I'm aware of caviar exists. I've eaten it.
What's it like?
It's nice, caviar. Have you never tried it?
No.
It's very salty.
I'm not a millionaire.
Like, it's fish jizz, so it's very salty. Oh, I'm doing very Italian today. But surely, like, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Move on.
Yep.
So anyway, he's done a lot of banging.
Yeah.
There's no mum as well. Where's the mum?
He ate her. I don't know.
Never even mentioned.
No.
Like, not even in a, like, even like with the whole love story that goes on, Triton never goes, oh, me and your mum. Doesn't mention her at all. I reckon they're all from various different, he's a r***er.
Okay. that might make a bit more sense later on as to why there's no mum. But anyway.
Right.
So all of Triton's daughters are taking part in this concert that Sebastian is conducting.
Yes.
And Sebastian remarks that Ariel, who's clearly Triton's favorite, has a great voice, but she doesn't show up to rehearsal.
Yeah.
So this concert begins. The music is not to my taste, but it's basically his daughters singing about how great their dad is.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
It is.
It's kind of got Waco vibes.
They're scared of him.
Yeah. It's culty.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, what was the Waco guy called?
Triton's an abuser.
What's
that?
The guy, David Koresh.
Yeah, David Koresh.
Yeah. It's all a bit weird. And the song builds up to what is supposed to be, it was going to be Ariel's big solo. However, Ariel isn't there.
I mean, and it's such a surprise. I mean, it's not like it was set up that way.
Yeah. Yeah. A big clam opens and there's nobody there.
Nobody there.
This enrages King Triton. How dare you not sing for me? Your daddy.
About how great I am.
Yes. How dare you not come here and sing about how much you love your daddy? What is wrong with you, child?
Yeah. This is, your mum showed this kind of rebelliousness. Yeah. That's why we don't speak about her anymore.
Yeah. It, like I said, it's kind of weird. It turns out Ariel is elsewhere by a sunken ship with her friend Flounder the Fish. Flounder can usually be found deep in the friend zone. Also, for somebody from the Caribbean, Ariel's quite white.
But I mean, this is they all are. This is clearly in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And also, like, it doesn't make sense that this part, that historically as well, like mermaid mythology always started in that area of the world.
Yeah.
So mermaids aren't going to, they're not real, but they wouldn't be lily white.
But then there's not much sun down there.
They're not tanned, are they?
I don't know. This is like that dumb, trying to use science to explain things that aren't real.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what color she is. Could be fucking orange.
She's not fucking real. Yeah. She's a mythological fantasy creature. She's half fucking fish. Biologically, it won't exist.
Ariel wants to explore a shipwreck. And so they have to swim over, and Ariel enters the shipwreck through a porthole, but Flounder gets stuck because he's fat.
A fat cunt.
Oh, hilarity. He's fat. That's the joke.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Fat shaming.
Flounder is also scared of sharks, which is unfortunate as there's sharks nearby.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Surely if you live in the ocean, like sharks are an everyday occurrence.
Yeah.
Like you would think.
Yeah.
So you'd think they'd come to some sort of agreement. Don't eat the mermaids.
Well, I guess it's like us living on land with bears. Why we have houses and stuff. So why they have a palace.
Yeah, but their palace, you can just wander through it.
There's no doors.
I mentioned before, there's no wolves.
Obviously, there's wolves, otherwise the building wouldn't exist.
Yeah, but they're just like, they're randomly there. They're like, there's big fucking holes in everything. But you just get in and out. Like, there's no security. Sharks wandering about all over the place.
Sure, security.
I
mean,
well, yeah, there's probably guards or something.
Yeah.
But what are they going to do? Don't go in. Oh, just swam past me.
They've got like tridents and shit.
Yeah, well, but if the shark goes like up and
they've
down,
got Aquaman.
Aquaman.
Aquaman. Anyway, once inside.
So many floors.
Flounder gets scared by
not
a
even real floors.
This is for the kids, this episode.
Right, gotcha.
Anyway, once inside the shipwreck, Flounder gets scared by a skeleton and he swims screaming into Ariel's arms, which he probably loves.
Yeah.
Ariel proceeds further into the shipwreck and then, oh my god, she finds a fork.
Yeah, this running joke just irritates me. It's a fork and a pipe, isn't it?
Yeah, she finds a pipe as well. They're human things. They're treasures to see people.
They're amazing.
Yeah. It's like us finding
fucking idiot.
I don't know, a seashell.
Is it?
Yes, it's the other way around.
Yeah, but like her childlike wonder is just annoying.
This is not sexy enough for you. Anyway,
it's
like, then...
Yeah, it's a fork and a pipe.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Then a massive shark bursts in and tries to eat them.
Yeah.
It's more realistic. It's like a more realistic version of that scene from Jaws of Revenge.
It is.
When the shark's going for the shipwreck.
It's actually one point in this film that's done better than another film.
Also, yeah, this was a really annoying level on the Sega Mega Drive game version of this film.
Oh, sharks. I never played that.
I remember playing it, yeah. Wasn't as good as Aladdin, but well, this
I remember the Aladdin game. I didn't play the Little Mermaid one.
Mm. Anyway, they escape and the shark gets caught in an anchor hole thing, bit of metal. Doesn't matter. It's dealt with.
it's over.
Yeah. Then
soon.
Ariel heads to the surface where we meet a drunk bird named Scuttle.
Yes.
This fucking guy.
Yeah. Scuttle has been lying to Ariel for years.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It seems. He's been leading her a merry dance.
Yeah.
He just makes up bullshit names for things.
Yes. So Ariel shows him the fork, which he informs her is called a dingle hopper.
Yeah. Basically says it's a comb.
Yeah. I wonder how many parents in the 80s were driven fucking nuts by their kids calling things dingle hoppers.
Dingle hoppers and trying to like comb their hair with a fork and jabbing their fucking eyes out.
Look at me, Bobby. I'm Ariel locking the baby.
Their scalps.
And he thinks it's for combing hair. And he thinks the pipe they found is called a banded bulbous snarfblatt. And he claims it's a musical instrument. This bird is full of shit.
Yeah.
He doesn't know what he's on about at all.
He hires a kite.
Yeah, he's definitely on something as well.
Been snorting God knows what.
However, the mention of musical instrument reminds Ariel that she's meant to be somewhere.
Yeah, she's got previous... Whoops. Yeah, and daddy's gonna...
Ooh, fish daddy's not gonna be happy.
If he doesn't get his praise, this musical praise.
Yes. Sing for me now. As she's swimming back, she gets spotted by a couple of electric eels. And this is where we meet Ursula, who has like a magic ball thing.
Yeah.
And she can see what the eels see through the magic ball thing, right?
Yes. Flotsam and Jetsam
is
the name of the eels.
And she remarks that she once lived in the palace.
Also, there's not much like done for her backstory. She just kind of makes these throwaway comments. You don't really know what she did.
Well, Ursula has an eating disorder. And Because she basically says, like, oh, a concert at the palace. When I was there, we had feasts. We ate a lot. Yeah. Now I've been cast out. I'm starving.
Oh, she's you're not, wasting away.
She's morbidly obese. Yeah. She's really fucking fat.
Ouch. She's eating, like, terrified shrimp or something.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's not really... I think she is... But she is planning on bringing down Triton for reasons that aren't totally clear. But I think she might have been kicked out of the palace for eating everyone.
Eating all the people.
Yes, just eating a merperson. I don't know. So, yeah, she's planning something, but we're not totally sure why, but probably food related.
No, she's like, for no real reason at all, like, she just sees that Ariel goes to the surface, and she's like, oh, we should keep an eye on her. And it's just kind of just blind luck that that plan pans out, because there's no reason. Like, she's like, she'll be the downfall of her dad. Why?
Don't know. Also, yeah, and everyone... You know, this is the ocean, but they all live within like a mile radius.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the surface is just there. You're telling me that no, all of these thousands of mer people, no, Ariel's the first one to go, oh, I'm going to have a bit of a look.
Back at the palace, Ariel's getting a bollocking from Triton for ruining the celebration of him.
Yeah. Ruining my everyday.
Yeah, celebration. Yeah. Every day we gather and you sing about how great Fish Dad is. You've let me down. Flounder tries to explain it wasn't her fault, even though it definitely was. But he's too stupid to articulate his point.
Yeah.
Idiot.
Flounder's a bellend.
So he's basically, he's, you know, he's fat and dumb, which is the Disney
sidekick trope.
Yeah. Mm. If you're fat, you're either evil or the comedy relief.
Yes.
Yeah, basically. And he's dumb, so yeah.
And you will get stuck in something at some point.
Oh, yeah.
There's another trope. There's a couple of tropes in this film that I've noticed are in every Disney film.
Mm-hmm. And then Triton gets even madder when he finds out that Ariel went to the surface.
Yeah.
Like, come on. It's just there.
Yeah. Like, does it matter?
Yeah. Nah. Yeah, well, it does matter because Triton, he thinks humans are barbarians.
Because they eat fish.
Yeah. Says this guy, he's not even wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
Like, who do you think you are?
Demands that his daughters sing about how fantastic he is every day.
Yeah, he's a freak.
We think.
He basically does the whole, as long as you're living under my roof, you'll obey my rules. Mm. But unfortunately, his roof is the entire ocean.
The entire ocean, which covers 2/3 of the planet.
Yeah, so she's fucked. Yeah, basically, you're trapped forever under my rule.
Yeah.
Ah, great. Thanks, Dad.
Unless you magically sprout legs and can fuck off. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. So she buggers off, and then he tasks Sebastian, a conductor, with keeping an eye on her.
Yeah.
It's such a weird, you there. Like, I'm a musician.
Yeah, Sebastian literally is like, I don't know, is he Triton's second in command?
No, he's a conductor.
He's just a conductor of like, he just puts these plays together to keep
he's a creative
Triton happy. Yeah. So he doesn't go on some murder spree.
Yeah. And kills all of his daughters.
Like what happened to their mum.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Sebastian's job now.
Yeah, well, Sebastian's like fucking basically Sebastian's like, well, if she was my daughter, I'd give her a fucking right beating. And Triton's like, all right, you look after her then.
Isn't that your job, Fish Daddy? Yeah.
I know you've got a few out there that come on.
Yeah, it's all giving kind of Chainer to the Radiator vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so Sebastian follows her to a secret cave, a grotto, where Ariel keeps all of her junk. She's a hoarder.
She is a hoarder.
But she's a proud hoarder because she sings about it. She sings about how great all of her junk is and also that she has a foot fetish.
Yeah.
That's her whole bit of the song. Not going to sing it for you, sorry.
Aw.
I don't really remember it, to be honest. But yeah, she loves her junk.
Called Part of Your World.
Ah, yeah, it's Part of Your World.
There you go. You knew it.
Yeah, she loves junk and human feet and legs. She's got a real thing for it.
Because she doesn't have her own.
Yep. Cool. Wonder where this is going. Sebastian, who's been listening to her sing for fucking ages about wanting to be a human, tries to take her home. But they're distracted by something going on the surface.
Yeah, they see like a shadow go over us.
Yes.
It's the never ship. Chase a shadow.
It's the ship from earlier, and they're having a party on board with fireworks because life at sea is great.
Covered in dancing seamen.
Yeah, and there's fireworks, and some of these fireworks.
Why would you have fireworks on board a boat, by the way? Like a wooden fucking boat with big, like, billowing sails made of material that's clearly flammable.
Also, a lot of these fireworks are not coming from the ship. When you watch the film, they're like shooting out of the sea. But that's fine. It's fine. It's a good film. There's also a dog on board who, unlike the other animals in this film, can't talk. Don't you know what the rules are?
Yeah, I never understand that. There's always one. It's mainly dogs in these films that are too stupid to talk. but every other character, every other creature on the fucking planet has some sort of mental
capacity. Birds can talk,
capacity.
Crabs can talk, fish can talk, dogs, no.
No.
No, okay.
That would be too stupid.
Yeah. And Ariel has climbed up the side of the ship because she's got really muscular arms.
Yeah, her upper body strength is unparalleled. Yeah.
She's just holding herself up there like, ooh,
fucking traps out.
And this is where she first spots Eric and instantly falls in love because Disney.
Like that, yeah.
Yep, that's it.
Straight away. She's like, that's a bloke I'd give up my entire life for. Fuck the family.
Yep, let's do it. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Scuttle shows up just to be an idiot, and he outs himself as a charlatan who knows nothing about humans when he thinks that the dog is the human Ariel was talking about.
Yeah. He's like, no, not that one. Yeah. Fucking bellend. Like,
isn't he beautiful? I don't know. He's a bit hairy. A fucking owl, Scuttle.
Yeah. You chose the one, like when she's talking about humans, you chose the one that looks like that as opposed to all of the other ones
that all look kind of similar.
Yeah. The bipeds.
Yeah. It turns out Eric is a prince and it's his birthday. So he is gifted a massive statue of himself, which he hates.
But yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty garish.
It is ghastly. Also, where have they been kiting this thing on the ship? Because it's massive.
Yeah, I know. They just like dragged it out somewhere.
We're not surprised. Like, any doorway on that ship.
Yeah, I've this thing scared the shit out of me three times. Like, just I got up the other night to go to the toilet, and there he is. But also, it seems a bit heavy to have on that boat.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Eric then has a conversation with Grimsby, his manservant, about how he hasn't found the right gal yet, but she's out there
somewhere.
Ariel is obviously listening. And this gets her a bit wet between the scales or whatever it is that goes on down there.
Makes her more moist.
I don't know. We've not really established the
genitalia situation.
Yeah, no. We don't know. We don't know anything about fish. We're sorry. No, it's not that. Also, for people listening, well, good for them. Yeah. They can't see what you're doing.
You can't see what I'm doing. No. And it's fine.
All of a sudden, though, there is a lightning crash and a storm is a-brewing. A hurricane, even. They even say, it's a hurricane.
Just to establish that it's a hurricane.
How do you know?
Yeah.
It's like, what, 1795?
Yeah.
Well, that's a hurricane. It's just you don't know. Give it half an hour, then you'd be like, this is a hurricane.
It's some terribly strong winds.
And rain, and oh dear.
And some lightning.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course it hits.
I just feel like that one sailor is getting a bit ahead of himself. Calm down.
Twister!
Everybody run! Where? Fuck!
Why are we on a boat?
Yeah, why are we on a boat?
Prince Eric lives there.
Yeah.
There's no reason for them to be on this boat.
No.
Apparently they're just around the corner from where he fucking lives. So every day they just go out and they just fuck about on the boat.
Just gotta do something. Anyway, lightning strikes the sails and the ship catches fire before hitting rocks. It all fucking goes wrong and it's sinking, but everyone seems to have safely made it to the lifeboat. But then Eric, he goes back on board
to get the dog. Yeah, you can't even speak.
Yeah, exactly. Can't even speak.
Literally dead weight.
Yeah. Eric saves the dog, Max. Do we matter? Max is the dog, anyway. Yeah. Eric saves Max the dog, but then he gets stuck. And then the fire reaches all of the gunpowder they're carrying.
All the gunpowder and fireworks they've just nonsensically been carrying.
They're carrying. I mean, I guess, cannons, should they need them, which they probably wouldn't.
Right, but okay, carry enough gunpowder for the cannons. Don't make it worse.
So the fire reaches the gunpowder and it explodes. And I mean the entire fucking ship explodes. And Eric isn't blown to pieces, though, somehow.
No, he remains in one piece.
Yep.
But he's thrown to the water.
Yes. And so Ariel, still lurking around the area, drags Eric to shore. It's now daylight, though. So she's been dragging him for a while. For
5 hours.
Yeah. and he's been unconscious the whole time. He's definitely going to have brain damage.
Yeah. Like, especially because, like, has she carried him, like, above the water that whole time? Or do you reckon she's like...
They can breathe underwater, right?
Just dragging him along.
Once Ariel has gotten Eric on land, Scuttle joins her and pronounces Eric dead. The end.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. That was Movies Drink To.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed this episode.
Ariel saved herself a lot of heartbreak.
Yeah. Nah, he's not really dead because remember, sadly, Scuttle is a drunk and a shard, so he doesn't actually know anything about humans.
Yeah, no, he tries. He tries to listen to his heartbeat through his foot.
Yes.
Fucking idiot. Ariel, where he got his doctor degree from.
He doesn't. He's just lying because everything he says is bullshit.
He's a seagull.
Yeah. Can't trust him. Ariel decides to start singing to Eric, who's still unconscious and struggling to breathe.
Yeah, I know.
This guy's in trouble.
Just sing it, and he'll be fine, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, Ariel doesn't work like
Does anyone have a medical degree here?
No. It's like the 1700s.
And it's a mermaid and a seagull. Yeah.
This guy's fucked.
His life expectancy is not good.
No.
But he pulls through because she sings at him.
Yeah, Eric awakens from several hours of unconsciousness after surviving an explosion and says, oh, right.
Anyway, but yeah, he looks directly at her. I know the sun's behind her or whatever, so they play it off like she's in a bit of shadow or whatever, but like he looks directly at her.
Yeah.
You can see who she is and what she looks like.
Yeah, but also he's brain damaged.
But there is that.
Yeah.
There is that.
So he sees Ariel just as he's regaining consciousness, but then Grimsby and Max, a dog, arrive and she fucks off.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, Eric is fine.
She flops back into the ocean.
Yeah.
Grimsby and Max turn up and she's like, oh God.
Just rolls.
She's covered in sand.
Yeah, Grimsby and Max have arrived, and Eric's like, whoa, who was that, babe? They're like, what? What the fuck are you on about? This bit is brilliant. So, Ariel is hiding behind a rock, and Sebastian is freaking out. And then Ariel just starts singing again, and she gets up on the rock. And as the song crescendos, a wave smashes into the rock. It's iconic. It's that iconic shot from the movie. But then we cut to a different angle, and it's revealed that Eric and Grimsby are still on the beach, which is no more than about 20 yards away.
This far away.
Yeah. While she's singing her heart out, they're facing the other way, but they don't hear like her going, part of your world! You turn like, what the fuck is that? Oh my God! Look at mermaids!
Fucking mermaids over there.
They don't hear her. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's mental. Doesn't make any sense at all. Is this a point as well when, like, fucking Sebastian's like, she is in love.
Because she sung.
Because she did a bit of singing.
Yeah. Disney. That's how it works, man. Oh, and Ursula is watching all of this via her electric eels. And then it is revealed that Ursula has some kind of garden of people's souls.
Yeah, this is a soul garden.
Yeah.
This is dark as
fuck. What the fuck? They're like the souls of mer people.
Withered mer people.
Yeah, they look like kind of turds.
Yeah.
Like, floaters.
It's like all big-eyed and like sad and like, ah. Like, what is she keeping them for? Just what does she do with it?
Because she's a bitch.
It's not like she... Does she harvest these
Maybe
things?
It gives her power, like, yours are souls. She takes,
do you think?
I don't know.
It's just never explained. She's just like, oh, you could end up in my soul garden. Oh, no, and then what?
Don't know.
No, you just live there.
Maybe she just takes their power. I don't know. Their life force.
Yeah.
But yeah, these like little floating...
Floated on it.
Floating turds with faces.
Yeah.
Looking sad, like, whoa, it sucks down here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is rubbish.
It's creepy. It's fucking weird.
It is kind of dark. It's like unusual. But yeah, I'd like to know more.
Mm. Back at the palace, Ariel's sisters have instantly guessed that she's in love, which apparently she married for.
Well, yeah, because she's swimming about and having a bit of a sing. She, like she's been banged.
Yeah, she's in love.
Mm.
She'll learn.
Love's not real.
Yeah. Sebastian tries to convince her that living under her father's dictatorship-like Parrington isn't that bad through the power of song. Cue Under the Sea.
Yeah.
Under the Sea.
The song everyone's heard.
It's a good song.
Is it?
It's a great song.
Mm.
You'd have to be pretty depressed to not like this song.
Well, I am, but like, listening to it as well, the guy who sings it, like Sebastian, I mean, yeah, it's very catchy and everything else, but like the guy who plays Sebastian that sings this song isn't great, you know?
You do better. I've actually heard from a few people, you do a really good Sebastian the Crab impression.
No, I don't.
Would you like to try?
Certainly don't in the current climate.
What do you mean?
I'm not going down that road.
Damn it, I nearly got it.
Yeah, I just don't think, like, I know the tune's all catchy and everything else, but like some of the lines don't really, they're just a bit, they don't fit.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm just saying. That's why I know he's watching it this time around. I was like, it's not that well put together.
Full of shit.
I mean,
sorry, it's not Slipknot.
Compared to all of the songs I've written,
yeah,
and produced and stuff, mm-hmm. It's not up to par.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Has any of the songs you've written and produced won an Oscar?
Yes.
Name one.
Anyway, I'm just saying
because this one did.
I know it did, but it was a grim year. There wasn't much.
I think it's a great song. Yeah.
I like the music and stuff.
Yeah, it's good.
Just don't think it's lyrically great.
I mean, there's only so much you can say about living under the sea. Yeah.
Basically, yeah, once you get past the bit about where they're not going to get eaten if they stay under there, yeah. Like, it kind of loses its momentum.
If you are depressed, seek help. But in the meantime, listen to the fucking Little Mermaid soundtrack. It'd perk you up. Still drums. Anyway, yeah, it's a great song, despite what he says. Sorry, Ariel doesn't stick around to listen to the song. She fucks off.
No, literally halfway through. Not even like near the end.
Yeah.
It's like halfway through, she's gone. Flounder comes up and does like that whole thing with like the bush.
The 9/11.
Famous 9/11. Yeah. Like, comes up and he's like, something happening. And she's like, all right, let's fuck off then.
Yeah. No, Sebastian
she just goes. And then Sebastian's still going for another 9 hours.
Well, he's a performer, man.
Yeah, he's like in the zone.
Yeah, he really is.
With his terribly put together lines.
Shut the fuck up. What do you mean like? What is it? Down where it's wetter, everything's better? Come on.
No, it's just like, it doesn't matter. Like just some of the lyrics, just it seems that just thrown together.
It's all lyrics are thrown together. It's literally what a song is. It's just words thrown together.
Yeah, but some, they don't rhyme.
You're one of your favorite bands, right? Has a song. And the lyrics go like this. People equal shit.
Yeah.
Repeated.
It's fantastic.
It's garbage. Sebastian, the musical genius, Sebastian is called to see King Triton. And Sebastian thinks the king knows about the incident with Eric. But Triton just thinks that she's fallen for a fellow mer person.
Yeah.
Sebastian blows the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
He gives it all away.
Triton's all happy because, you know, she's sticking to her own.
Yeah.
Doesn't want to.
Yeah.
White mermaids. Yeah. White mermen. That's what he's after.
But yeah, Sebastian fucks it all up.
Sebastian, like, grasses her up. Yeah.
Inadvertently. He's a coward.
Yeah. He's basically trying to save his own shell.
Yeah. Hey. Over at the secret cave, the grotto. Flounder reveals he's somehow salvaged the statue of Eric.
This makes no sense at all. How the fuck did Flounder drag that from wherever it was? Unless, like, at the time he's like, see it coming down, he just tried to maneuver it. Like, through the hole in the top.
Yeah.
Either that, or he's somehow dragged it himself. Like, that's not fat, that's pure muscle. Flounder is just made
Flounder's
of pure
just
muscle.
A ball of muscle. Fuck, no.
He's just tied a load of seaweed around it, hefted it.
I love you, Ariel.
Anything for you. I'll track the guy you're actually in love with. Yeah. He's Mickey Mouse now.
And Ariel loves this, so she rubs her scaly ass all over it. But she's caught by Daddy.
Daddy, yeah.
Fish Daddy's- Daddy. And he is furious. He starts yelling at her. And then Ariel blurts out that she loves him, which is stupid.
She doesn't even know him. She's just seen him once.
Nah, young love, what can you do?
Yeah.
Fucking morons. So, anyway.
I am in love.
You're 12. Fish Daddy.
How old is she supposed to be?
Oh, I'll tell you in a bit. So anyway, Fish Daddy, in a rage, destroys all of Ariel's junk, including the ugly-ass statue.
Yeah.
So he's got a trident that has magic powers.
Yes,
and he zaps
lasers out.
He zaps stuff. It's Aquaman, right?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
So he zaps everything and he blows it all up. And then Fish Daddy leaves his daughter sobbing. And this is when Ursula's eels arrive to suggest that she goes see Ursula, who is revealed as a sea witch.
Yeah.
Whatever that is, but cool. Ariel is easily persuaded. So heads off with the
so
eels.
Easily. I mean, like, the rest of this is absurd. Like, that Ariel even goes for this. But yeah, the eels are clearly, like, fucking evil. Is it, they're basically the hyenas from Lion King.
Yeah, is it some kind of, like, Macbeth thing or something? With the witch and the eyes, whatever.
But they tempt her with, like, they're like, well, you know, we do know a sea witch. We can probably, sort something out.
So yes.
She's like, all right, fine.
She goes off with the eels and Sebastian and Flounder follow her. So Ursula, right? She's gone to see Ursula. Ursula offers to transform Ariel into a human so she can be with Eric, but in song, because this is Disney. So everything's got to be sung.
Do I like this song?
I think it's shit. It's like the words are just thrown together. Don't rhyme. It doesn't make any sense.
This is a great song.
I mean, she's singing about like mermaids and stuff. What's that about,
got,
man?
Like, really elevates this song. It's got soul. From the garden.
Did this one win an Oscar as well?
I don't know, did it?
No, it didn't.
Oh, no.
Oh, what a shame. Never mind. Maybe it's because it wasn't good enough.
It gets an Oscar doesn't mean it's good.
It does for the sake of my fucking argument. So the deal is this. Ariel will be turned into a human for 3 days. And by the time the sun sets on the third day, she has to get Eric to fall in love with her and kiss her. True love's kiss.
Yep.
If she
it can't be like a random drunk fumble.
Yeah. Gotta be,
it has to be true love's kiss.
Yes. If she does this, she'll remain a human permanently. If she does not, she'll be turned into one of Ursula's weird floating turd things.
Mm-hmm.
All it will cost her is her voice.
Yeah, that's payment. Right, so this is what I don't understand. If the voice is payment, does that mean she doesn't get that back?
No.
It's never meant, like, it's not quite clear. Like, so the voice is payment, so like that's gone now.
Forever.
That doesn't mean. So yeah. Even if she gets him to kiss her, she still doesn't have that voice.
Yeah.
So like literally Ariel is on a lose-lose here.
Yeah, it's a bit of a risk, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a bit of a risky one.
Yeah. And like if you win, you get to spend the rest of your life with a bloke you don't even know whether he likes you right now. Or like,
but yeah, even if
you don't even know if you're going to be happy.
But even if you are, you can't speak.
Yeah, you can't speak to him
or
anything at all.
Yeah.
So
Ariel agrees.
But yeah, there's the whole song. Oh, the whole song is about it doesn't matter because women should basically be seen and not heard.
That's pretty much the theme of the movie.
Yeah.
So Ariel agrees to this like an idiot and she signs a contract.
Yep.
So it's all...
Barely even thinks about it. Just signs... She's like, God, like... If she like took 2 seconds to think about it, like this deal does not, I do not come out of this well. Doesn't even matter if I win, I don't really come out of this well.
Yeah, but
I'll sign it.
Young love. So yeah, it's a shitty deal. But like I said, Ariel's dumb, and so she agrees and she signs. And then, so Ariel was transformed into a human while still underwater.
Yeah, I know.
Which just seems really unfair. That's just cruel. Because then she's like, woof, fuck up, woof.
It gave me a little bit like I respected Ursula's game here because it was like there you go, you've got exactly what you want, and she dies instantly.
Yeah, just drowns.
Like, yeah, just everything. Like Ariel, at no point either goes like I have fucked up here. She's just like really pleased that she's got fucking legs in like a minute. But yeah, you nearly die.
Yeah, but then we wouldn't get that pretty cool shot of her surfacing.
Yeah, there is that.
Anyway, so. Now Ariel is on the shore and is a human. And it gets all a bit Quentin Tarantino. The feet.
Yes.
a lot of shots of her.
Very feet focused.
She's got a foot fetish, remember?
Yeah.
So, yeah, now she's...
And now she's got her own feet.
Dang.
She doesn't have to leave the house.
Yeah. And Flounder and Sebastian are there and Scuttle shows up to talk more shit. And whilst they're talking, Ariel finally stands up and she's naked.
Yes.
Yeah. But none of them are like, whoa, what the hell's that thing?
No, she doesn't even go, hang on, what the fuck's this?
Yeah, duh. Obviously, you don't see anything. But yeah, she, other than her fucking clam bra, she is naked. But we don't.
Well, that's when Scuttle turns up and he goes, oh, there's something different about you. And he's like, one of the first things, he's like, new bra, like, when he goes, new seashells. Like, we know what you're looking at, Skull.
Yeah, you fucking weird perv. So anyway, Skull dresses her, finally, in an old sail, and it looks dreadful. It's like a sack dress. She looks like she's wearing a sack of potatoes. It's awful.
Looks like she's got like a Roman toga on wrong.
Yeah, all wrong. and Max, the dog of Eric, has smelt Ariel from further down the shore.
Because he may not be blessed with speech, but he has other attributes.
Yeah.
Plus, he's got a nose.
She stinks.
Yes, she smells like fish.
Yeah. Which is hugging a crab at one point.
Yeah.
And wearing an old sail.
Yeah. Got a brand new. Anyway.
Yeah. barnacles on her tits.
Max gets a whiff of Ariel's fishy essence.
Yeah. Followed by Eric, and so they meet, and Ariel just stares at him creepily.
Yep.
It's creepy.
Yeah.
And obviously she can't speak.
No. So, and Eric is like, oh, is it you? And then she's like, oh, I can't. She's like, eventually they can't. And he goes, well, it can't be you because you can't speak. He doesn't think she might have lost her voice.
No,
he's just straight away is like, oh, it must be a completely different girl.
He comes and was like, hey, are you the one I've been looking for? Are you the bird that saved me that day on the beach? Oh, you can't speak. Off you fuck then.
Yeah, fuck it. Must be someone else. Back in the water.
But Eric thinks that she's traumatized or something, so he decides to help her.
Yeah.
Cut to Ariel at Eric's castle taking a bath, which for some reason seems like a new experience to her.
She's playing with the bubbles like she's never seen them before.
Yeah.
You live in water. Bubbles are they're a daily thing, surely. We've seen you see them already.
Yeah. Sebastian is also there, and through a series of comical events, he ends up in the castle's kitchen, and apparently all these people eat is seafood.
Yeah, nothing else.
It's actually kind of grim, actually, when you think about it, because Sebastian's just looking around, it's like, oh, it's just all my relatives. Dead and stuffed and being flayed.
It's like tentacles and stuff hanging out and shit.
Yeah.
Like all the place. Yeah, this kitchen doesn't look that sanitary.
It's the 1700s.
Yeah. It looks pretty grim. There's all they eat is like, and Ariel's okay with this because she's like about to have dinner with them.
Yeah. So once Ariel has been cleaned up and dressed properly, she's kind of presented to Eric. And they have dinner, along with Grimsby for some reason.
He's always there.
Third wheel. And she combs her hair with a fork and stuff, and ha ha ha, it's funny.
Hilarity.
Yep. And then it's announced that we'll be served stuffed crab.
Yes.
Then Ariel obviously doesn't say anything, but it's just...
No, Ariel's like fine to let
totally
this happen.
Totally nonchalant.
Yeah, she's like,
cool.
That's fine. As long as I get some dick, I will eat my friends.
Back over at the kitchen, we get some really stereotypical French chef action. This guy.
See, this is a good song as well.
This is a good song, actually.
Yeah.
This French chef who's on so much cocaine.
Yeah, clearly.
And his name's Louis.
Yeah.
Obviously. So basically, he spots Sebastian. Mm. And then a big comical farce happens where he's trying to kill Sebastian. Yeah. All whilst the can-can plays.
Yeah.
Because France. It's ridiculous.
Racism.
Sangre bleu, a little constitution. It's so over the top.
It's acceptable racism. It's the French.
Agreed. Anyway, it is agreed that tomorrow Eric will. Oh, Sebastian survives. By the way,
yeah, he lives. Well, he's on the plate. Like, he's served to
Grimsby, but runs away.
He's like, oh, like, we better eat before my food runs away. And then it's like, it's run away because, like, Ariel's like...
Puts him in a...
But then what happens? Because then it just fades out. So does Ariel eat in front of them or do they just abandon dinner?
I mean, most films are famous for people not finishing dinner. Like, the amount of times people order
also,
food in movies
the question,
and just walk
what do
off.
Mer people eat?
That is a good question.
Yeah.
Plankton. I don't know.
Yeah.
But then Triton is so beefy.
Exactly. Like, there's some protein going on there. What do they normally eat?
I haven't watched many films of mermaids.
Surely they're like the apex predator of the sea. Like, they're at the top of the food chain. They eat all of the other things.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. What does Aquaman eat?
Aquaman?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, Jason Momoa? Steaks.
But
Aquaman.
Bovine.
What does Aquaman eat?
Oh no, sharks.
Sharks. Maybe, yeah, maybe they eat sharks. That's why the sharks are trying to kill them. They're pissed off.
I guess so, yeah.
No, the population is depleted.
Eat you before you eat me.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Maybe.
Gotcha. Glad we sorted that out.
Yeah. You're welcome. So anyway, it's agreed that yeah, tomorrow Eric will give Ariel a tour of the kingdom.
Look how rich I am, babe. Look at all this stuff.
Oh, mine. I own all these people.
Yeah, because I'm a prince. There's no king or anything, but don't ask.
That person's mine.
Yep.
That person's mine.
But it's worth mentioning, at this point, Eric does not believe that Ariel is the girl who saved him.
Because he's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, but he's still got a boner over anyway.
Well, yeah, he's like, basically, for the next, like,
I don't think you're that siren, but you're kind of, like, bodacious,
Ariel is second best to herself.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah. But yeah, he doesn't, like, well, it's not, you're not the one I thought you were, but...
But you'll do.
Yeah, you're pretty hot.
Yeah.
So, you're right.
You don't give it that.
Yeah. So. Oh, by the way, she's 16.
16. And how old's Eric?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I would guess... I don't know!
Yeah, see, this is quite an unsavory part of a lot of Disney films.
Thing is, this one's not even that old. Anyway, that night, Sebastian gives Ariel some tips in the art of seduction. Like, you're a crab, mate. Literally, one of the least sexy creatures around. A crab.
What's your body count, Sebastian?
Back down under the sea, news has gotten to King Triton that his daughter is missing. And he laments, oh, what have I done?
Mm.
Been a lousy dad.
Yeah.
Basically.
Stop touching them.
Yeah. Unchain them. You fucking weirdo. And stop calling yourself fish daddy.
Tell them what happened to their mother.
Yeah.
Or mothers. That was another thing about the live action one. I read something because obviously they've got a load of like diverse actresses playing all the other sisters and stuff. And somebody was like, oh, Triton's been like, had loads of like different baby mamas. I was like, in this film, he clearly has as well.
Yeah.
Like, otherwise, or there's just somebody you don't see. His wife's just knackered.
I reckon one of Ariel's sisters is actually her mum.
Is the mother of all the others.
Yeah.
This is like a Fritzl situation.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing.
That's horrendous.
Yep.
So I thought mum might just be like in another room, just like knackered out, just like shooting out kids.
Yeah.
Like covered in caviar.
Don't let Grimsby know.
Oh, dark.
Down where it's wetter, things are better. The next day, Eric gives Ariel a tour of the kingdom, and Ariel is amazed by literally everything.
Yeah.
If you were Eric, surely. We've all done it. When it's like, you know, this person is probably not good for me, but they are hot.
Yeah. But you would be like, how old is this girl? She can't talk, so she can't tell me. She's like wide-eyed and like impressed by everything. Is she 11?
It kind of reminds me of, do you remember Charlize Theron's character in Arrested Development?
Yeah.
But it turns out that she's actually like mentally handicapped.
Yeah.
But Michael doesn't realise. He thinks she's just kind of kooky. It's just basically that.
Yeah, you would be questioning it. Like, it's like, no, why is like, this is just everyday shit.
Yeah.
Like, all the time. Also, have you noticed, like, everything's next to a river, so Flounder can follow.
Yeah. How convenient.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Like, Venice. It's just like, rivers everywhere. Like, either that or Flounder's just wading through the sewage system.
Got to keep an eye on her.
Yeah.
Because, you know, one day it's going to go wrong, and who's going to be there to pick up the pieces?
Like, has there been any kissing? Flounder's like... just shit all over him.
He's just waiting because he's going to be the shoulder to cry on.
Yeah.
Playing the long game as Flounder.
Yeah. Even when she's in the Soul Garden, he'll still be there.
Yeah. On the way back to the castle, though, yeah, Ariel Evil Knievel's a horse and cart over a gorge.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
And Eric's just like, whoa, okay.
Yeah.
The good thing you're hot because I nearly just died. Oh, dear. That evening, Eric and Ariel go out for a boat ride, a little rowboat. Naturally, Flounder is there. And Sebastian is nearby, and then Scuttle.
Flounder's there, like, he's not good enough for you.
Have you ever thought about
he
maybe.
He doesn't love you like I do.
Yeah. Maybe your true love was right there in front of you the whole time. Maybe in the form of an overweight friend. Oh, no. Just throwing stuff out there, Ariel.
Don't see him dragging any statues.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so they're there. Then Scuttle arrives and he decides he's going to set the mood for some smooching by singing. And he's awful.
Yep.
That's the joke.
As seagulls go. Yeah. I mean, seagulls aren't known for their like, vocal prowess.
So Sebastian has a go, because remember, he is a composer.
Mm-hmm.
And he, all this music starts. And he starts singing, and at one point he's singing right into Eric's ear, which somehow he doesn't really notice.
Yeah, I know. Does Eric think, like, is Eric like, the voice is in my head?
Yeah.
Telling me.
Oh, well, how hard did I hit my head? Yeah, that explosion was bigger than I thought.
Eric is completely unfazed by this. Like he has voices in his head all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. And the song
Why does this one sound vaguely Caribbean?
Yeah.
I can hear steel drums, man.
It's all sort of.
Yeah, basically.
The song is Kiss the Girl. Yeah. That's
Eric's being manipulated.
Yeah.
Like a puppet.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah. It is strange. Like, there's no, like, it's got to be True Love's Kiss. And they're like, well, if we just pretend to be voices in his head and tell him to do it. That's not true love.
Yeah.
That's psychosis.
Yeah. But, you know, fuck it. So this whole song is building up to Eric kissing a 16-year-old girl. But just as
Eric is 35.
It's Fritzel. No, it's not Fritzel. That's Fish Daddy. But just as he's about to, their little rowboat is tipped over by Ursula's eels.
Yes.
Oh, you bastards. How dare you stop that?
Flotsam and Jetsam, you cunts.
So Ursula, down fucking underwater, she's kind of freaking out a bit. And she decides to do something truly dastardly, which we'll tell you in a bit. Now.
Yeah, it's suggested she's doing something. We don't know what.
Well, we do. She transforms herself into a human. And remember, she has Ariel's voice.
Yes.
The thing that...
Kept in a seashell, apparently.
In a necklace. So she wears it. So she's got...
Like a not safe place to keep something like it.
Well, what else are you going to put it in under the sea?
I don't know.
A box. Again, find me a carpenter underwater and I'll build you a box.
Davy Jones sea chest.
Where's that?
In another Disney film.
Right, brilliant. So she's transformed herself into a human. And she has this necklace. Remember, the voice is what Eric is, you know.
In love with, yeah.
He heard the singing.
Eric's such a great guy. He doesn't, like, he's not interested in the physical.
No.
It's all about the voice for him.
But I'll...
Like, so do you reckon if Ariel looked like a bag of shit, like, but still had the voice, Eric would be like, mate, that, I want that.
Well...
I want her. That.
Well, babe, I guess you're the one. Oh, boy.
Imagine if through some comical mix-up, Max ends up with Ariel's voice. Yeah. And Eric's like, you, after all this time, it was you, you minx.
Well, I've always loved you, boy.
But anyway.
Anyway.
So she turns herself into a vague, similar to Ariel, but she's got brown hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ariel is woken the next day by Scuttle, who informs her that Eric has announced he's getting married that afternoon.
And Ariel just assumes that she hasn't been told about her own wedding.
I know.
Like, she's like, oh, a surprise wedding for me.
Because she's stupid.
Yeah, because she's 16.
But she discovers it is to Ursula, human Ursula, whose name is Vanessa.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't pay attention to that bit. Like, it's also suggested that Eric is under some sort of spell.
Yes.
Like, he's got glints in his eyes. Yes.
From the voice in the show.
Yeah, from the voice. That's it.
Stuff. Disney. I don't know.
You know, it's not entirely his fault, the poor sap.
No.
I was just looking to get laid, man.
Yeah.
So, later that day, they're getting ready for the wedding on a ship, for some reason. Poor old Ariel was left on the dock.
Oh, yeah, he's like, fucking the wedding ship leaves at noon. The what?
The wedding ship.
Why can't you get married? Just get married in the castle, wouldn't it? No, the wedding ship.
I just love the ocean, man.
Yeah, it's a thing that we do.
The wedding ship.
Which is lucky, because otherwise, the rest of it couldn't happen.
Well, there you go. Writing.
Plot.
Also, what is Ursula's plan here?
She's going to marry him, and stay married to him forever.
Or just, because this is the third day, remember? This is the third day.
So, her whole plan is what? That she's just going to stop them from... So, is she going to...
Marry him, then just fuck off?
Yeah, I don't know, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't really know what she's thinking here.
Imagine, this goes through, she's legally married to him, and then Eric turns up and goes, we are legally married, by the way. And she's like, oh,
fuck off underwater.
Yeah, but I was just trying to stop you from kissing No, but we are legally married, so come on.
Then she just leaves, goes underwater, and he can't follow her.
But he can.
How?
Huh? Just...
Yeah, no, forget it. So
he
the wedding...
wears a bubble.
So the wedding ship is sailing off. For some reason, they're getting married on the out at sea.
On the high seas.
And a scuttle is flying over the ship, and he hears Ariel singing, but it's not. It's Ursula using her voice. And somehow, considering he's a fucking idiot, Scuttle figures out what's going on.
Yeah, well, Eric couldn't.
Yeah. So he goes back to inform Ariel and the gang. Oh, and at this point, the sun is setting. Mm. So time's a factor.
Yeah.
So Flounder drags Ariel after the ship. Famously slow and fat Flounder drags Ariel after the ship.
Yeah.
And Sebastian returns under the sea.
Well, this is...
to inform King Triton, Fish Daddy, of what's going on.
Ariel goes into the water, and like, even though she's been a mermaid her entire life, and just because she's got legs now, can't fucking swim for shit. Like, it doesn't make any sense at all. And then they chuck a load of barrels in. They're like, grab onto these.
Yeah.
She's like, all right. And then Flounder's like, gets his statue strength back.
Yeah.
Fucking Ariel skimming across the top of the water.
And Scuttle gathers pretty much any animal that will listen, and they all head out after the ship. You've got like fucking sea lions and all
flamingos
sorts.
Yeah. And
anything that can survive on water. Yeah. Come
a
with
kraken.
Me. Yeah. And there's just the dog. I want to help.
Yeah.
Oh wait, he doesn't speak.
Can't even speak.
Nah,
yeah.
No, he's on the ship. Forget all that. So over on the wedding ship, everyone's looking pretty fucking miserable.
This is such a weird wedding.
Yeah.
And like, Ursula, I imagine is everyone supposed to be like wrapped? Like everyone's supposed to be under some sort of spell?
I don't know. That was not explained.
Or is it just Eric? Oh, because stuff starts to happen, but nobody sees anything.
They're all, well, as they're walking down the aisle, everyone's just looking at their feet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. And also Ursula kicks the dog.
Yeah.
Just so you know she's evil.
Which is.
We did anyway, but just to really ram it home.
Yeah, just to ram it home.
She kicks a dog.
Yeah.
A dog that can't even speak.
He's exactly. A dog that's so fucking stupid.
It can't speak, yeah. In a Disney movie.
Come on. Yeah. So, yeah.
During the ceremony, Ursula, or Vanessa, as she's known in human form, is attacked by just about every fucking animal going.
Yeah, this is the point. And nobody seems to notice anything. Like, the guy doing the whole wedding stuff seems to be looking down. He can't see.
Yeah.
Like, so he's, like, looking anywhere but her. She's got, like, starfish stuck to her face,
yeah.
Like and stuff, and like the entire everybody at the wedding is kind of like just looking everywhere but at what's happening.
There's better. And so Ariel finally gets to the ship, and Scuttle gets hold of the necklace containing Ariel's voice, which smashes on the floor and finds its way into Ariel's
into
gob.
Max. Max is like,
good boy. Good okay. Boy.
So yeah, it just randomly goes back to, not randomly, it belonged to her in the first place.
Yeah, it goes back into Ariel's gob hole.
Yeah.
And so Eric's like, okay, I guess I'll bang you.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it was you all along.
Yeah, I thought you were like way harder anyway.
Yeah.
But because Ariel and Eric are too busy blabbering, they don't notice that the sun fucking sets before
the
he's given
like
her...
in the background, like going down really slow, and then just about they're about to like kiss, he goes, whoop.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah.
And yeah, before he's given her true love's kiss. And so Ariel turns back and drops on the deck and flops like a fish.
It's all that awkward nonsense from before. Just yeah. No sand this time.
Like, so, hey, baby, you're okay?
No, I'm half a fish, you dick.
And Ursula also turns back into squid person.
Yeah.
And she grabs Ariel and drags her back under the sea, but is confronted by Fish Daddy.
Oh, yeah, underwater. I forgot all of this bit. Yeah.
And Fish Daddy's obviously like, hey, that's my piece of meat. How are you fucking doing?
Nobody abuses her,
yeah,
but me.
But me. How dare you? How did you unchain her from the radiator? But anyway... Ursula's like, nah, she's mine, fish bitch. Got myself a contract signed and everything. She's got him.
Yeah, even his pointy trident lasers don't work
yeah.
against it.
She has
against
got
that
him
piece of paper.
Bang to rights. Meanwhile, on the surface, Eric is rowing a boat out into sea. I don't know where he thinks he's going, but cut back to...
It's like a glowy bit of water. He's like, oh, that must be them.
Yeah. And he's just like, I don't want to do now, but I guess I'll just wait here, babe. Anyway, back under the sea, Ursula offers Fish Daddy a deal to give himself up in order to spare Ariel from being turned into a turd with a face. And he agrees.
Yeah.
And Fish Daddy is turned into a turd with a face, and he's got a little turd beard.
Yeah.
It's kind of cute.
It's just like,
he just sinks into his crown, like, oh.
And Sebastian's there, like, oh, King Triton. Fucking bigger than you now, cunt. Doesn't do that.
No, he's just like,
should have taken his opportunity.
He's like, oh, your majesty. It's very kind of a bless your heart.
Yeah.
So Ursula takes the crown and the trident stick thing, and she laughs maniacally. But then Eric appears underwater somehow.
Yeah.
And he locks
wearing a bubble as a hat.
Yeah. Look what I just invented. I think it's really going to take off. I don't know why he's Keanu Reeves. So just...
And he should be.
He loves a harpoon at Ursula and kind of grazes her.
Is it a harpoon?
Yeah.
I rewound it twice.
What do you think it was?
Figure out what it was. It just looks like a bit of like rock, like a pointy rock.
A pointy thing on a on a ship. What could it be?
But it doesn't.
It's a harpoon.
No, is it? Like, do you see it in his hand before he throws it?
Well, yeah.
Do you?
No, you don't actually. No, it flies past.
No, flies past her, but it looks like just a pointy, about that big.
Venus.
I don't know how big she is actually.
89 animation, like it's
not important.
Yeah.
Thinking too much about this.
You really are. Right, so he's throwing the harpoon at Ursula. So Ursula goes to attack Eric with the magic trident, but Ariel grabs her, causing her to miss, and she accidentally kills her eels.
Oh yeah, that's
and
it.
And they are like obliterated.
Yeah, just disappear.
They're like, no,
just
they
gone.
Blast into pieces, yeah. And then bits of them fall down, like the eye and stuff like that. She catches them like, oh, my babies.
Oh, I didn't look at that bit.
Yeah, fuck. You watch it on Disney Plus, it's all in fucking 4K now.
Jesus.
Yeah.
No, I did watch it on Disney Plus, like, but I was not paying attention at this point.
But yeah, they are blown into bits that then...
She catches their eyes.
Bits of them, like bits of bone and like an eye and bits of scales. Like,
that's grim.
Yeah, like they're fucking obliterated. Right, so now a very pissed off Ursula decides to grow really big.
Yeah.
Really, really big.
Which is, as I was saying, like it's a trope of Disney films. There's always a point. It's kind of like Marvel films. Like there's always something, like the ending's always kind of similar.
Like, yeah, it's like they all follow just formula and all kind of cookie cutter films. A bit boring.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Although I was going to say, don't think this happens in The Lion King.
No, not in The Lion King. But in the likes of...
Aladdin.
Like Aladdin and not Snow White, is it? What's the one with the Mim?
Well,
there's like
Sword and Stone,
like a witch. Is it Sword and Stone?
Yeah,
yeah. She turns into a giant dragon at the end.
At one point,
yeah.
That's from like the 60s.
It happens a lot. Pinocchio. I'm pretty sure it happens at one point in Pinocchio.
What happens?
That somebody gets big.
Do you mean the whale? That's already big. I think you're making this more of a thing than it is.
It's definitely a thing.
It happens in two movies.
It happens in loads of films.
Two.
It's like every Disney film ever. Probably Lilo and Stitch.
Lilo and Stitch. Why can't you say words?
Is it Lilo?
It's definitely Lilo.
Whatever.
Lilo.
Lilo and Stitch, yeah.
No.
But that's the name of it.
Oh, God. Anyway, so what's her name? Ursula gets really, really big. She grows massive, like the size of a building. Ursula, now massive, is trying to kill Ariel and Eric. And she's created
whirlpool.
Yeah, which brings up the shipwreck from the seabed. And Eric climbs aboard one of these while Ariel is thrown down to the bottom of the whirlpool. She's trying to zap her with the trident. She's dodging whilst flopping around. This is when Eric, when he's got on the shipwreck, steers one of the ships into Ursula, impaling her on one of the ship's bowsprits.
He jaws the revenges her.
I can't believe this movie ends the same way as Jaws the Revenge. Impales the baddie on a bowsprit.
Yep.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Jaws Revenge came out before this.
Well, there you go.
Just so you know.
Fucking Disney ripping people off.
Yep. And she's killed.
Ooh.
That's it. She's impaled and this kills her.
Well, if Jaws was killed, of course Ursula's killed.
Yeah, Ursula doesn't blow up though.
No. Just unnecessarily.
Yeah.
She should have.
Yeah, should have.
I mean, I would have taken it, but I would have understood it more, like, because, like, she was like a magic explosion rather than an actual shark just exploding for no reason.
An explosion of magic.
Yeah.
Yes.
If the eels exploded, so could she.
Yeah. So now that Ursula is dead, all of the underwater turds with faces turn back into mer people, including Fish Daddy.
Yay.
Yay.
out to cause more
now
pain,
on the shore
pain and upset.
Passed out and knackered is Eric, and Ariel is watching him from a rock, and Fish Daddy is watching her from further back.
Yeah.
And he says, she really does love him, doesn't she, Sebastian? Like, no. No.
They've known each other for like 4 days.
They've never even had a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. She, yeah.
And Sebastian's like, yeah.
He's like, yeah, as I've always said, like, kids should go out and do their own thing.
Yeah.
No, you didn't say that. No. You said that you'd beat them.
Yeah. And so Fish Daddy decides there and then to transform his daughter into a human. A human wearing clothes this time. So
yeah,
it's worth pointing
like
out.
Appropriately dressed.
Yeah.
Like the full dress.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Because she's 16.
Yes. But I'm just going to give her away anyway.
Full dress and a jacket.
Yeah.
And a hat.
Yeah. And be owned by 9.
Yeah.
Back to Fish Daddy.
Yeah.
And so they get married on a ship, obviously. Oh, and the wedding.
The wedding ship.
The wedding ship from this wedding and the previous one has no sails. How does it move?
It does. Well, it doesn't. Because they're just around the corner from where they live.
Yeah, but it's got to
it's
move,
just a show thing.
It's got to move from the dock.
But out into international waters to make the wedding.
But it's got
to
physically
make
move.
The marriage not really
how
legal.
Is it physically moving if it's got no sails?
Well, if they got
the slaves.
Slaves rowing.
Like Ben Hur. So yeah, they're getting married on the wedding boat with no sails and just slaves dying in the bows. And the mer people are there in the water. And
oh,
Flounder,
yeah, they're part of the wedding now.
Yeah, but they're just sort of, they're not on the boat, obviously. Yeah. They're just watching on the water.
So have they decided now that they're like, fuck, humans can't know we exist. But now they're like, oh, now that Ariel's marrying this one human.
Yeah.
And we've experienced like a grand total of 3 or 4 humans, maybe. Yeah. Like at all. So we're just going to announce our existence to the world now.
Well, these people.
Or just those people.
Yeah.
Just those people.
Yeah. Although they're not even... I mean, they're not really on, they're not on the boat.
Is anybody else, like the other wedding guests that were there at the first, were they like, oh no, the other wedding was an absolute fucking disaster. I'm not going to his second.
Mm,
who has 2 weddings in a day?
Me, man.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, they get married, whatever.
Yeah.
And the mer people are there. And Flounder finally gets a kiss, a lucky dog.
Oh, what, from Ariel?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I missed it.
And then the film ends with Sebastian killing the French chef. The end.
Exacts his revenge.
Yeah. He does. The Louis, the very French chef, he spots Sebastian. He goes after him. Sebastian cuts a rope, which swings a mast into Louis's face.
Oh, yeah.
Decimating him.
Just yeah, will obviously cave his skull in.
Yeah. All his teeth will literally come flying out.
Yeah, there's no way he survives that.
Yeah, and that's the end of the movie. So what did you think?
Well, as I mentioned before, I don't think it's a great film. Like, I know it's like a classic and everything else, but it's not, for me personally, I'm not going to pretend that I like a film. It's not, I'm not the target audience for this.
No.
So yeah, it's not one that I've ever, this is probably only the second time I've ever watched it.
I think same.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
It's not one I've ever gone back to.
I kind of appreciate it. I get why people like it.
The animation is beautiful.
It is pretty good.
Like, it's really it's stunning. Like, it's gorgeous. Like, but like, and the songs are very well put together and everything else.
One in particular. Very well put together.
Apart from one.
Very well put together.
But yeah, at the same time, it's not, the story doesn't interest me. The characters don't really interest me. But there's nothing, it's not for me.
No.
So
same. But yeah, I can definitely appreciate it.
Mm.
Yeah,
I appreciate its existence and stuff like that. But yeah, it's just not.
And obviously it spurred, you know, many a great film afterwards. Yeah. Can't imagine I'm really going to be interested in the remake.
No, I mean, let's
if
be
it's
honest.
Anything like the other remakes, which are basically just carbon copies,
yeah,
then why? Well, why with any of them, but I'm definitely not watching it.
Yeah, I mean, it's silly. Like, I know people are getting all fucking like worked up because obviously they've cast a black actress as Ariel.
Have they?
Apparently so. Like, I know it's been kept quiet. but like, my point is, like, don't hate it before you've seen it. Wait until you see it and then hate it because it's shit. Like, yeah. I mean, all of the Disney live action movies have been terrible so far. So let's not.
Let's hate
let's
it
just
for the right reasons.
This is going to be. Yeah. That's it. Exactly.
Right. Some trivia for this. The budget of this, $40 million. Worldwide gross.
$40
million. Yeah. It's quite a lot. It's a fucking lot.
Yeah.
It grossed $211 million. That's a lot of money.
I mean, that's a good...
That's 1989 money.
Yeah.
That's big bucks.
That's
yeah.
a good take.
Yeah, that is a very good take. What else we got? Under the Sea won an Academy Award.
Oh, God.
Because it's awesome.
Undeserved.
Undeserved.
There's much better songs in the film. Ursula's. The Chefs.
They are good songs, but they're not Under the Sea. So
the only one I don't... The one I hate more than Under the Sea is Kiss the Girl. I think it's manipulative.
Fucking hell. Oh, here we go. The woke brigade's arrived. Ursula is a... Here we go. Cecilia.
A what?
Cecilia. It's not a mermaid. It's half human, half octopus. It's not a mermaid.
Oh, that's a thing that exists in... Not exists, but like...
Yeah, really.
It's a real thing.
Yeah, it's a real mythical creature.
A mythological creature. Yeah. All right, I thought it was just made up.
No, yeah, she's called a Cecilia. That's what it is. And also her appearance is based on the drag performer Divine.
I knew that, yeah.
Yeah. Another reason some people probably won't like this film. Anyway, Christopher Barnes, who provided the voice of Eric, was 16 years old at the time of recording.
Which is age appropriate.
Yeah, I guess. Ariel was made a redhead to distinguish her from Daryl Hannah's character in Splash.
What, did people think that would be...
Well,
did people think they were going to watch The Little Mermaid and go, is this Splash?
I think it's more likely they might have thought it might be a ripoff. I don't know.
When did Splash come out?
Before this.
Before, yeah, well, obviously. Otherwise, they wouldn't have thought of it otherwise.
A couple of years before this? I'm not sure exactly.
Right. I think Splash is a good film.
I haven't seen it.
Well, I haven't seen it for years. I say it's a good film. It could be wildly problematic now.
Disney has owned the rights to The Little Mermaid since 1941.
Oh, wow.
And a much darker version of this was planned as part of an anthology. However, there was a strike and then a war, you know, the war. So the project was shelved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Came back in the 90s.
Yep.
That's a much tamer version, apparently. Well, the original story is quite dark.
I haven't read it.
But I've not read it. I'm not going to pretend I've read it. But like, I've heard bits and pieces. She dies at the end.
Spoilers? What's she die of?
A broken heart, apparently. Like, I don't think she... yeah, apparently she's like dissipates into
this deal she makes doesn't work out.
It doesn't work. Like, I mean, don't quiz me on it because I don't know, but that's what I've read.
I think I'm going to have to read it now.
Just look it up on the internet. Yeah, apparently it is quite dark.
Oh, all right. Well, I might give it a go. Patrick Stewart was cast as King Triton, but then he had to fucking drop out due to scheduling conflict.
With
a Star Trek
Next Generation.
Yeah, yeah. And finally, Jim Carrey auditioned for the role of Eric.
Can you imagine?
No! That's a big fish! I know, I can't. I cannot. And finally, comments from people of the internet. So yeah, we always put out on Instagram to ask people what their thoughts are on the film that we're doing.
Well, I got Brandy Pink Disco Ball.
Actually, it's coming to mine as well. That's a two first. Cheating.
She said, I worked on the Broadway tour of this and had hundreds of hours analysing this show.
Cool.
And then My Little Slice of Hell. It's not a favourite for me. I'm an Aladdin guy myself. The animation is beautiful as it's a well-made film, just not for me. No characters I can empathise with. Pretty much what I said. So I agree.
Mm.
That is it. The other ones were like, promote this on God knows what.
Oh, brilliant. Another one from Brandy. Good enough. Ursula wasn't bad. Ariel just couldn't hack it. Also, why is a 16-year-old getting married? I mean, I'm pretty sure Brandy's facts. From Oklahoma. Yeah. You'd know.
I did get one on Facebook from Chris Barnes, who said, I do the voice of Eric.
Oh, wow.
Google it. Okay, I was 7 at the time, but it was a Christopher Barnes that did the voice. No, it's not him.
Oh, it's not the Christopher Barnes.
No, it's just a Chris Barnes.
Oh, right. And fuck off. Getting me excited. Some people from Instagram. Stagger Lee Tattoo, who's actually a really good tattoo artist if you live in the Southampton area, pretty much responsible for spearheading Disney's Renaissance period of the 90s. Yeah, no, Well, definitely responsible, I'd say. Later, Fader says one of the best Disney movies.
Mm, no. It isn't. You're wrong. In a world where Basil the Great Mouse Detective exists, no.
Have I seen that?
I'm not sure. I love it.
All right.
It's better than this.
Have you heard they're remaking it?
Huh? What, a live action Basil the Great Mouse Detective?
Yeah.
So as live action as the Lion King.
Yeah. No, they're going to get real.
So I'm waiting for Robin Hood. I want a live action Robin Hood.
They're recasting. It's not going to be mice.
It's going to be rats.
Because wokeness.
Yeah. Basil the Great Mouse Detective is going to be played by a black mouse.
Trisha 0505. Good songs and generally entertaining, but the whole give up your voice for a man thing.
Not wrong.
Like we said, yeah, it's a shitty deal. It's a shitty deal. Wreckhead Chronicles. She's technically surf and turf.
It's not wrong.
Yep, no, it's not wrong. I wonder what she tastes like. That's another one. Sarah Rich. Loved it as a kid. Unpopular opinion. Les Poisons. Oh, what's the French song called? I can't pronounce that.
Les Poissons.
Les Poissons is the best song in the movie.
There you go.
She says right there, unpopular opinion.
Yeah, doesn't mean it's a wrong opinion.
A wrong opinion?
Just, it just means it's unpopular.
What's a wrong opinion?
Anything other than mine.
You're dreadful. Stark 2490. First time I watched it was over lockdown. Not a fan, though. I've always loved the song Under the Sea.
Predictable.
I don't get your hate for this joyous song.
It's all right. It's an all right song. Like the tune. I like that. The words, though, the lyrics could have been better.
Which lyrics in particular don't you like?
There's just some of them.
Which
just
are?
I can't remember.
Can't remember.
No, I bet I was watching this last night and I was like, because I couldn't finish it all in one go. It's a terrible film. But yeah, there's some of the lyrics just don't seem to fit. And the guy that sings it isn't great. I'm sorry. Sebastian, fuck you.
He's a crab.
Yeah.
He's doing pretty well.
Nah, anyway. I'm just saying, there's better songs.
Not in this movie.
Les Poissons.
But that's it. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thanks for coming.
Don't forget to subscribe and you can rate and review and all that. And hope you enjoyed it. Hope you're well. You can also check out Mr. Smith's YouTube channel and all of his stand-up stuff.
It.
Yeah, I mean, it's crap.
Yeah, there's nothing on there. I will put stuff on there, the more shows I do, if I remember to record them. Or you could come and see me live from all over, wherever.
Yeah, fuck it. And yeah, and maybe you'll get lucky and you'll get to hear a Sebastian impression.
No. I'm not getting cancelled for that.
He sings it beautifully. He knows all the words.
No.
We will see you next time and take what are we doing next?
I don't know.
Oh, we should probably do Friday the 13th part 4 before we forget about the other films.
Do have to do one for them, one for us.
Yeah, sure. Thank you very much and I'll see you next time.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.